May he indeed strengthen us this Christmas and always as we celebrate and worship our King. Amen. Please be seated. Tonight we talk and think of Christmas and we think of all of the blessings that God has given for us. We've talked this Advent and leading up to Christmas about light, and we focus today on this gift that God has given to us of Jesus. And I suppose a lot of us have gifts on our minds right now, right? We're thinking of that, and the most common phrase I remember hearing in school when I was a kid, when we'd go back after Christmas, is, "What'd you get?" Right? What'd you get for Christmas? And I thought of this one gift that a little boy got. Little Cody got an electric guitar for Christmas. And when his uncle, who gave him the guitar, saw him afterwards, Cody ran up and said, "Uncle, I cannot thank you enough. This is the greatest Christmas present ever." His uncle was a little surprised. "Wow, Cody, have you learned to play the guitar this fast?" "Oh, no, sir. But my mom pays me $1 a day not to play it during the daytime, and my pop pays me $5 a week not to play it at night. So it's the best present ever." You know, we get a lot of gifts this time of year. We give a lot of gifts. And in the event that there's anyone that needs a little help with this, I have figured out, I guess it's because I have three sons or, you know, whatever, just my lack of experience in life, but I figured out that giving gifts to men is a lot easier than giving gifts to women. Okay, so for example, a cordless drill is about as great a common gift you can give a guy. And you don't have to worry, because even if they have five, they are happy to get one more. And no one really knows why that's true. Another thought for gift giving is, if you're really struggling for money and you want to, you know, anything, a gift for a man's car is a wonderful thing. Get a 99-cent air freshener, get, you know, a little dice or whatever it is. Men love gifts for their cars, and no one really knows why. Another gift possibility that might work, or one maybe to avoid first, let me do the one to avoid first, is don't give something that says some assembly required. Because on, you know, Christmas Day, that's just going to spoil his special day. It's going to be overwhelming. You get emotional and upset. And there are always parts left. No one really knows why. A great gift, maybe a last idea, is tickets to a Texans game, right? That'd be a good gift, as opposed to tickets to the 19th century history of quilts making. I think everybody knows why that's not a good gift for most men. So gifts, we think about gifts, and some of us really enjoy getting gifts and want to get something very special. I just wonder, you know, the gift of chocolate's a pretty common one. I was looking out there trying to find some unique chocolates to get, and I found the Le Madeleine truffle. The Le Madeleine truffle is a $2,600 for one truffle from a chocolatier in Belgium. That's the most expensive chocolate, supposedly, in the world. Or if you're looking for other gift ideas, because there's a new movie out right now that, you know, some people are kind of into the Star Wars thing, I thought of this. How about Star Wars cufflinks? $4,200. You can get yourself Yoda, Darth Vader there on your cufflinks and be good to go. Or this one from Neiman Marcus, the House of Creed Bespoke Fragrance Journey. Doesn't that just sort of, you know, roll off the tongue? The House of Creed Bespoke Fragrance Journey is you getting two first-class tickets to fly to Paris, and there a master perfumer who's been in making perfume and his family's been making it for centuries will create a unique custom scent just for you. Only $475,000. As expensive as those gifts are, I'd really suggest to you the most expensive gift of all is the one that God gave to us 2,000 Christmases ago. God so loved the world that he gave the greatest gift of the greatest cost, God offering his one and only Son, his Son offering his one and only life in exchange for yours and mine as he gives that life for us on the cross. that wonderful gift of His love is the most expensive at all. It fits all. It has lasted for all. It doesn't need replacement. It doesn't get outdated. It doesn't have to be exchanged for anything, because it was the gift of an exchange. Jesus coming and taking on our flesh. Jesus coming and taking on our sins. Jesus coming and taking our place on the cross and rising again to prove that the gift is available to all of us. What do we do with gifts? We can re-gift them, I suppose. We can exchange them if we do so. But when it comes to this gift from a God who has loved us so much that He offers us His Son, may I suggest the first thing that we do is we receive it. Receive it with gratitude. Receive it, as we heard in the epistle reading, this gift that God so loved us that He sent His Son, and with that wonderful love abides in us. John 1 verse 12 puts it this way also. Those who received Him, to those who believe in His name, He gives the right to become children of God. He offers that to you. The gift of His Son comes with the gift of you becoming God's daughter or son. And the Christmas carol we'll sing here in a few minutes, there's a beautiful prayer, and it can summarize that idea of receiving Him so well. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We can hear the angels, the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell, but come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Be born in us, not just born 2,000 years ago, as fabulous as the gift that He was and is and always will be, but born inside of us, making us new. The love of God made manifest that we might live through Him. And I think that's the second part of the gift. As it said there in 1 John, that we might live through Him, or as John 1:4 puts it, in Him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. We live through Him. We let Him also live and work and move and care and forgive and bless others through us. That's sharing His peace. The angel says it to the shepherds. We can live it to each other. Glory to God in the highest, and peace. Peace to one another. Peace to people we know. Peace to people we hardly know who really need His peace. Peace to people who probably don't deserve it, because you and I usually don't deserve it either. Peace, respect, love, acceptance, glory to God in the highest, and peace. Peace when we don't have all the answers. Peace when we still have some assembly required. Peace when there are pieces left over. Peace when we haven't got it all figured out. Peace from God into your heart that we can share and live out with others. I'm very grateful to get to be your pastor here at Gethsemane. My family and I wish you many, many Christmas blessings, and especially that gift of peace. And may He, the Christ child, be born in us today and every day. Amen. Let's continue our worship as we are